Florida second grader suspended 38 times.
I like her already.
For not wearing a mask, tell school board she hopes they all go to jail. That's fucking great. This little 7-year-old, now 8, has more balls than the majority of Americans. I love this. I love this. To all of you wimpy, pathetic, apathetic, cowardly pussy losers out there who are afraid to go anywhere without a mask, not because you think or believe masks work, but because you're afraid of being ostracized by your neighbor who you don't fucking know. Look at this little girl. She's saying, fuck you. And gets suspended 38 times and she'll probably have to repeat the second grade. And she don't give a fuck. See, there's power in not giving a fuck. They want you to give a fuck. The government wants you to care. Care more about other people than you do yourself. Yeah, the needs of the many, my ass. Anyway, before I get into this story about this lovely, beautiful, wonderful young girl who has more balls than the majority of men in America, put the fucking getter. That the majority of men put together in America. I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate the raw, red pill nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com, therealistphilosopher.com, so you can be put in touch with more wonderful content with big, juicy, fucking horse, fucking red pills, horse-sized red pills for you. Therealistphilosopher.com, you'll find many links in the upper right-hand corner, and so to, including all my social media links, and my BitChute channel as well, which I suggest you check out, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you really like and appreciate my content and would like to see me creating more of it, please consider making a donation. You will find links to my donation platforms on my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. I could really use your help. Okay, back to the story. So this wonderful young girl, wearing a shirt that says love, oh, I love her. She's great. She's wonderful. She's awesome. Wish she was 40 years older, then I might be interested. But she ain't, so I'm not. Florida second grader suspended 38 times for not wearing a mask. Tells school board she hopes they all go to jail for unlawful mask mandates. Wow. The courage. The balls. The balls on this kid. I would be happy to be her father. I would be so freaking proud. I hope her father is proud of her. Yeah, Fiona Lashell, who was suspended 38 times for her refusal to wear a mask. It's amazing to me. A little girl, and the children shall lead them. Where's the left touting her as a savior? Aren't they all about little kids know everything? You had the fucking David Hogue. You had the Greta Thunberg. Children are so wise out of the mouths of babes. Oh, they don't say that when it's a babe on the right, of course. She addressed the school board for a second time, telling the school board they should all go to jail. Can you imagine? Little 8-year-old tell them all to go fuck themselves and they should go to jail. That's the girl's name, Soph. This little girl reminds me of that Soph. S-O-P-H. There was this little kid on YouTube a while back, called herself Soph, and she was funny as hell. She used to curse like a fucking sailor. She's like 8 years old or something, and then YouTube banned her. Oh, so second grader Florida, she's been suspended 38 times. Her parents are being informed that she has missed so many classes as a result that she may be forced to repeat the second grade. I'd tell them to go fuck themselves too if I were the parents. In July, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order making face masks optional in schools, but regardless, the Palm Beach County School District has made masks very mandatory. Yeah, Biden came out and told them that if they got fired, he'd give them jobs. If DeSantis refused to pay them for not adhering to his banning of mask mandates, that the federal government would pay their salaries. So, thank you, Biden. However, 8-year-old Fiona Lashells has steadfastly refused to wear a mask to school for months and is now facing the prospect of being left behind a grade for her decision. Ah, she's a cutie. She looks like a hippie, but she's anything but a hippie. So, yeah, Fiona's stance echoes an ongoing conflict in the state of Florida, pitting Governor DeSantis' executive orders over mask mandates and local school districts, many of whom still require the wearing of masks, despite the potential for fines and other withholding of state funding. Here's a quote from the little girl. You wear it for a long time, and you breathe in all those germs. She's correct. The majority of the masks that are supplied to be worn for free by businesses and schools that adhere to these mandates are crappy surgical masks, which are meant for sterile environments. When outside of a sterile environment, they're good for all of 15 minutes, and then they're completely, totally fucking clogged. They're supposed to be used in an environment that has big, giant fucking industrial surgical grade HEPA fucking filters that filter out the majority of germs and particulate matter in the air. If you're just outside in a non-sterile area, these masks very quickly, within 15 minutes, collect germs and dirt, and they clog up. And then you actually get more sick because they become germ, bacteria, virus collectors, and then you're breathing that in. Yeah. Fiona said, you sit it down at lunch and put it back on your face and breathe all that crap in all day long. I added the word crap in, but that's what she meant. Fiona's stance echoes an ongoing conflict in the state of Florida, pitting Governor DeSantis. Okay, executive orders over mandatory mask mandates in local school districts. Yeah. She's like super based. If I had a kid, that would be my kid. Holy crap. I like her. I really like her. She's to start her own YouTube channel. Oh, YouTube would shut it down. Each time she's not worn a mask, Fiona's been suspended immediately and sent home with a note for her parents to explain what happened. So it's 3 days every time she's been suspended 38 times. 38 times three. Holy shit. Holy shit. Almost 120 days. Almost 120 fucking days. Is that like 114 days of school or something? Fuck. Yeah, 114 days of school missed. Yeah, she'll have to repeat. Or be homeschooled. I'm doing it for other kids, she said, not just myself. Yeah, she's got balls. She's got more balls than 90% of Americans out there. Bailey Lashell, Fiona's mom, said that she was in disbelief that her daughter could be suspended so many times over not wearing a face mask. You know, this is the Biden era. You know, and he's not going to rule by executive order and be a tyrant and rule like a tyrant through executive order. Oh, no. Meanwhile, I didn't see Congress or the Senate voting on and passing laws to mandate masks and vaccines. Oh, that's right. Biden just decided to, by executive order and decree, make these things law, which is what tyrants and dictators do. Oh, but he's not the tyrant. Trump was. I see. Could you imagine Trump trying to do this kind of stuff? Could you imagine Trump trying to do this kind of shit? Oh, my God. Of course, he wouldn't have gotten away with it. But Biden? Sure, because he's doing what the left wants. He's their lapdog. Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. I was really shocked by it. I couldn't believe it was all over not complying with the mask mandates. We have no problem with somebody wearing a mask. We just feel that the kids in the situation, or I guess the parents, should have been given that choice. Right. It should be up to the parents, not the school board. But you see, the state doesn't want you having a say over the bodily autonomy or the education of your children. They want to have power and control over your kids. What do you think feminism was about? Do you think it was really about empowering and freeing women from the oppression that was the patriarchy, that total bullshit? They wanted to double the amount of taxpayers, cut wages in half, and get kids out of the house into the indoctrination centers that are schools. They wanted to give people no choice by making it completely, totally, 100% necessary that most people have a two-income household. Thereby, you got to send your kid to a public fucking school to be raised by the state. Hallelujah! It can become the useful tax chattel that the state wants you to be. The brave little second grader confronted her local school board, yeah, and asserted they should go to jail. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen, unfortunately. The Palm Beach County School District has announced that it intends to end its mask mandate. Yeah, because a little girl stood up to him, an 8-year-old girl. Can you imagine a few people out there threw away your apathy and stood up to the state the way this little girl is? People don't want to do that, though. They were afraid. Meanwhile, you got this little girl. This little girl is willing to do what 90%+ of Americans won't do. I think those of you out there who won't speak up should be ashamed of yourselves. Jesus Christ, this little girl has bigger balls than a lot of you. Yeah, it's going to end the mask mandates as of November 15th. In addition, two other school districts, Orange County and Broward County, announced this week that they will begin including an option to opt out of masks. Mask wearing as well. Oh, that's nice. By the way, aren't kids the least likely to get this and die? From what I understand, even with the fake COVID numbers coming out of the CDC, the flu kills more kids than the COVID. Oh, so why aren't you making them wear a mask for the flu? The flu is actually more dangerous to kids than COVID. Oh, but no. People are too used to the flu. The flu's too common. It's not a big enough boogeyman for us to frighten everybody into giving up their fucking freedom. Oh, no. Got to use the COVID to do that. That's great. So there you go. There you go. This 8-year-old child, who I'm not too wild about her fashion sense because it's kind of hippie-ish, but who gives a fuck? I like her views. Has more balls than the majority of Americans. And more brains, too, which is real scary. Jesus Christ, she's got more political acumen and balls and brains than 90% of fucking Americans. Holy shit. That's very scary, isn't it? Isn't it scary that this child is smarter and more based and more politically savvy? She has an understanding of the cachet that a child has and the cachet that the words coming out of the mouth of a child her age have. She's got more savvy and brains than the majority of Americans. That's really fucking scary. So there you go. Let me know what you think of this child, this 8-year-old, standing up for her rights and giving a big fuck you bird to a fucking Florida Board of Education who have infringed upon her rights and her liberty when adults are afraid to do so. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. I also suggest you go follow this girl. What's her name again? Fiona Lashels. I bet she's on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Follow her there. Give her a big thumbs up. Tell her how brave she is. Tell her that you wish more people are like her and that she's a good, patriotic American. Give her some thumbs up and some positive reinforcement. She deserves it.